The questionnaire asks about applicants' views on things like the base student allocation and how they want to fund Alaska schools. Ron Furrer is president of the National Educators Association of Alaska, a union that represents about 13,000 educators across the state.
I'm real concerned. Initially, it came out that the application period was less than a week. It was to close on the 30th of June. Luckily, they extended the opening, but it sure is causing concern that maybe there is an agenda by this committee that is something counter to looking at sustainable funding for public education.
The group's co-chair, Representative Lynn Goddess of Wasilla, says she wants members to come with no agenda. At the center of the fight is the base student allocation. That's the formula used to fund the bulk of school budgets. It currently sits at $5,680, unchanged since 2011. The legislature and governor have instead provided one-time funding set aside for costs like energy or transportation. Alaska was one of more than 30 states that received a waiver for No Child Left Behind this year. The waiver gives Alaska the chance to use its own accountability system. Furrer says that bringing the new standards to life is going to take money.
Compose the curriculum, but also to purchase curriculum materials and supplies to support that, and then the implementation. We also have last year had a teacher evaluation system that has been changed. That also is going to require funding for that evaluation system to be trained so that principals can be trained on that and that teachers can be trained on the new evaluation process. There are many opportunities for education funding coming forward, and hopefully the legislature will see that that is a priority, that investing in the future of Alaska, our students, is not an option.
Furrer adds that bringing Alaska's schools to the level necessary for success is going to take the help of everyone.
I certainly hope the parents and the communities in Alaska will start recognizing that their public schools are not as up to the quality that they used to be because of the lack of funding. I know that I have heard from parents complaining about some of their higher-end courses, say physics, that they had a teacher that was qualified to teach physics, but now that teacher is gone, and so that course is not available to students. What our hope at NEA Alaska is that parents and community will work with the educators in helping the legislators understand that it's a must, it's a priority, it's in the Constitution to fund public education, because that's our future.
The task force hopes to have its first meetings this fall. It's in the process of setting up a website to provide public access to its activities. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.